NAP, KN4TFW.
NAP, good morning. How are you? I can't complain. I'll be right back. I've got to step out and take care of one of my older customers. I've got to put some papers and stuff in a special place. Be right back. NAP, I'm back. So how did you do yesterday on the contest?
Extra. I think I did 11 or 12 contacts, but that was my only country.
24, and I think I had three countries.
So hope for me to catch up then.
That station that was covering the station up out of Australia, so I couldn't hardly hear them. They were a radio club out of Mississippi.
On that, it seems like with all your filters, you might could have filtered some of that out.
No dice. They were probably running just way too much power.
Matt, I know when you first told me and I went up there, it's like, man, I could barely hear them. I couldn't even make it out. So I went on and did some other. And then I scrolled back by, and he was 5'9", and I just popped right in there, no problem.
You got him. I'm proud of you.
This contact we'll ever make, right?
New Zealand and the end of South Africa?
Yeah, that's pretty far down there, too.
Contact with a little country. It's an island country that's just off the coast of Africa. I can't remember who it is right off. I'll have to look.
There's a little island country, Canary Islands, so right off the coast of Africa where where all the storms come off when they turn into hurricanes.
Them, and then I have one other, and I cannot remember. I have to look it up and let you know later.
On it some today, and that I got to rest up. We got work starts, but well, work started back up yesterday, so I got to go to work tomorrow.
You get a break. You get to rest a little bit. Mama can't keep you in the flower bed.
He's telling me that retirement might not agree with me.
Kind of didn't agree with me.
Project to do.
Retired, and he loves it, but see, he's got a great old big wood shop with the saws, excuse me, and the planers and the lathes and everything else, so he goes in there and makes stuff for people and turns a dollar or two.
Yeah.
Driving Neil Street.
I don't have all the fancy stuff, but I don't do too bad.
In that way. My sister got the drawing, my brother got the woodwork, and I got the musical part of it.
Yeah, hold on just about 30 seconds. I got to change the battery in this HT. KN4TFW.
What is that walking? One thing, it sounds good. It's doing you an excellent job.
I talk bad about it or whatever, but I mean, I only got like $35 in it for the whole setup, and I really can't complain. I can make the repeater from the back deck without any help.
No thanks. There's no way I can hit the repeater on 8 watts. I wish I could, but I can't.
Have that little bow thing, and that is what I listened to you guys on for the first couple of months before I got my license.
And like me.
I want to put a lot of money into it to see if I was going to like it, enjoy it, and everything, you know what I mean, and figure out which way I really wanted to go.
had the bug when I was little. Then I had the CB over the years. And I finally said, I'm going to do it. And I went and bought me that little bow thing, and it just fit that bug heavy.
I need to stick this in Mama's Jeep and put my, I got a little external antenna, see if it'll make it work, and that if maybe I can do some good and take Mama's Jeep back and forth to work while she's not working.
The external antenna will make a world of difference, I guarantee you that.
Yes, and just a little bit better one, and that it's just a, you know, $25 one.
Invest any more money into one until I tried it on that one. You might be surprised.
Mounted on the truck for a while, and that, but I don't know if it was the antenna or just the radio or what. Just a lot of picket fencing.
My bow thing up done the external antenna, and I said, nah, I'll just go ahead and check prices on 2-meter radio, and Amazon had this one on sale, and I pretty much stole it.
You have some pretty good deals, like the one I have in the truck I got, it was a open box sale, so I picked it up for about $200, so it's a 442 meter KN4 TFW.
KN4 and AP5D. I paid just a little over $100 for this one when it was on sale.
That, what I really need to do is get a lip mount NMO and stick on Mama's Jeep, and then I could just unscrew my antenna off of the truck and screw onto it.
A couple of couplings, adapters, and I wound up buying the wrong ones. They're the female. I needed the male, but if nobody ever needs them, they can have them for free because I got them from Amazon for 50 cents a piece.
Yeah, and I got to thinking I still need to solder that coax for my HF rig.
I do let me know when you're going to want to get that soldered.
Yep, and that I just gotta break down and do it. I need to run it more permanent. I guess it's working out all right now. I can just go ahead and permanent mount it and get it. I just got it strung all over the back deck, but I have to mount it permanent now.
I used to run CBs when I was a teenager. I never soldered none of the connectors on there. I always used those quick connects and didn't worry about it. I never had any problems. But you get it soldered up, it might make you a little bit stronger.
Yeah, thank you.
Catch up with me and pass me now. I have to come over and stick pins in your coax.
About the antenna, and it might not read right on the meter, but it sure does work good.
Antenna, you're doing very well with the setup you got. Ain't nothing wrong with your setup at all.
Being in the homeowners association here, you can't see it. Heck, I can't hardly see it from the road, and I know it's there.
But you like it? I saw a video the other day where a guy had an antenna, and it was like a whip, and he stood it up behind a tree. He was in a homeowners association, and you could ride by all day long. You'd never see it.
On the route.
Driveway.
Yeah. Well, he wants to go in there and get you a cup of coffee and get on the radio.
For about 5 minutes or so, I'll go get me a cup and be right back. KM4 and AP clear.
Waiting on you.
Frequency.
AP, I'm back.
Bye. another cup since she was getting you a cup.
I'm here. I was just having to watch Daisy. She's going to head down toward the road and make her come back.
Yeah, I'm trying to get mine used to at least going to the truck without a leash on so we can go somewhere.
Not ride. She hates it. I wish she would ride, but she won't.
She won't ride in the back. She's going to ride in the front with you, or at least in the back seat anyway.
My son Harold, he used to ride in the semi with him all the time. Every time I opened the truck door, he's ready to hop in and go for a spin.
Yeah, mine is. She'll jump right in and we'll go. I mean, when we go to Kentucky, she rides along with us.
My dog's just an old homebody.
For today, I see the rain's going to be rolling in about 1 o'clock.
Friday. I'm going to play on HF and see how many more contacts I can get and see if I can get some other countries. But other than that, not much of nothing.
KN4TFW.
Guess you ain't getting out of bed at 10 o'clock, so I'll have to use my headphones so I don't disturb her.
Use your computer.
Back yesterday.
She was off yesterday. She shouldn't need to do any schoolwork.
She was off Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. She only has to work 4 days a week. But funny, my laptop, I bought it. But then when I got it yesterday, she told me right quick, you put it back where you got it.
I hear you on that one.
Teleconference. Thursday, I believe it was. Video conference, whatever you want to call it. And they were cackling and laughing more than they did any work.
School year probably end early this year, right?
School year may end, but she'll still have to work. She don't get no break. She worked right through the summer.
Long that she has to work.
Parking services. She has to answer the emails when students send them in asking questions about the parking tickets and so forth and so on. And she does what they call Rover, which is where she goes in and matches up the tags to the students. And she stays pretty busy. She did like 300 letters last week that had to go out.
Impressive.
She did the letters before they shut down, but had to do all the envelopes and stuff and stuffing them here at the house. But she stays pretty busy. See, they still have parking enforcement officers out there working the campus.
Good morning or what?
Love it out here. I got a nightlight in the yard and I got birds singing.
It's singing right now. Annette and the dogs out there roaming the yard making sure no animals were in her yard last night.
Roaming looking for the cats. Why she chases those cats, I'll never know. Because those cats have never bowed up at her or anything, but as soon as she sees them, she's gone.
Gets them out of her yard, but then when she walks up to them when we're taking a walk or whatever, she just walks up to them and sniffs them. She doesn't even chase them.
Chase them, but the funny part is, I got a great big huckleberry tree. And they'll run up it and jump over on the roof of the front porch. And then they'll sit there or lay there and stick your head over the edge and look down at her like, ha ha.
catch one.
I don't know what she'll do with it. She'll probably just turn it loose. But I was surprised yesterday. That oldest grandboy of mine come running in the house wanting to know where my deer corn and stuff was. And I told him, I said, "Why, what you got?" He said, "You got turkeys roosting in a tree right behind the house."
I got some corn in that, and they'll be coming every day.
Guarantee that boy will be throwing corn out to them every day. I wind up trying to make a pet out of
him. They walked the subdivision, but I hadn't seen him in a while. And that probably one of the coyotes or something got him. And that, but I know whenever I go to the dump early in the morning, there's 10 or 15 out in the field right before you get to the dump.
Between my brother's hayfield and my cousin's hayfield, I used to count 35, 40 turkeys at a time. But once they brought those dirt and coyotes in here, if I see five or six in a group, I'm seeing a big group.
Yeah, they do some damage for sure.
I figure out one of those people brought those things in here.
Of them, because you're starting to see them all run over on the road and everything.
Concerns me is when they crossbreed with a regular dog, they become what they call coy dogs, and they lose all fear of humans.
About it, it's, if the mama is a coyote, they don't do too well because the dog's not necessarily a pack animal, and that they do better when the mama is the dog. And that, then, you know, and they're around humans and that. But if they have to get in the pack, they don't do too well.
All I know is we don't need no more around here. There are times at night when I leave to go to work, I'll hear them howling and barking and everything else. Sound like it's about 30 of them in the group.
Out here, I need to just go up there to Westminster and pick up my deer stand and put it up here in the backyard and see if I can't get one when he's walking by.
Bow or a crossbow, that way nobody knows that you got him.
Yeah, bow. But that one that I caught, I shot him with my little 22 short, 4 o'clock in the morning, nobody ever knew.
In-law told stories of when he was a teenager, they'd ride around at night, one of them sit on the fender with a 22 short and shoot rabbits. And we did on third shift when it was quiet during the summer, we used to roll possums.
Which?
We would do is we had a nightstick, it had an extra handle on it called a worry knob. And one would drive and the other would lean out the window and run that handle up behind there, between their hind legs and flip them.
We've done that, KN4 TFW.
Well, when you're young and you're rookies and it's summertime and there's nothing going on and you get bored real easy, we always found something to keep ourselves entertained while we were checking property.
Yep.
Now you probably get fired.
Out of trouble for sure.
It's starting to come up over this way. Getting a little bit lighter.
Jump on the other radio, right?
Not all day for that. We don't get to jabber too much, so I'm content right here.
I've been meaning to get up the last two mornings and that, and talk to you and that, but here lately I hadn't been sleeping real well, and I was sleeping pretty good, and it's like, I better sleep in when I had the chance anyway.
You going back to work Monday?
If things are going to be changed on Monday, we'll have to wait and see what all the rules are then. The rules change every single day.
I don't doubt, not in the least. But I know Trump's talking about opening everything slowly back up after Easter and get the economy rolling again, get manufacturing back to running. Well, they need to listen to him. I mean, the man doing the best he can. Every time you turn around, there's somebody always knocking him. But he's got a lot of people that was against him in his corner now because they see how hard he's actually trying. And he's trying to include everybody into this decision-making, not just one side.
They'd have listened to him about, you know, closing down the borders and bringing some products back and everything when he first started. You know, we wouldn't be in this shape that we're in right now.
I understand them coming across the border from the south, they're bringing all kind of stuff, especially like smallpox and measles and chicken pox and stuff that's been pretty much eradicated. They're bringing it back.
Lock that down for sure.
Every time you think you got it, them boys are finding tunnels where they've dug from one side to the other so they can smuggle drugs and people in the country.
All the equipment that we have these days, you should be able to detect that and, you know, and figure it all out. And that I don't mind anybody coming to the country and that if you want to live, but man, at least do it the right way and you know, and get the right paperwork and contribute to the society instead of being a burden on it.
I agree with you more.
I went to a station out in California yesterday morning when we got on early and that, and man, it was like me and you sitting right here talking and that. It was real clear on 40 meter. Pretty unusual that all my contacts were on, most of them were on 40 meter yesterday.
Some contacts yesterday, they were just clear as could be. There was one guy, I got him. He was out of, I believe, if I remember right, he was out of Maine. And he was just like me and you talking now.
Yeah, there was quite a few of that. So all the ones that I talked to, they didn't really have any pileups, and a couple of them had some small pileups. But the first time I attempted, got right in.
I'll get lucky and get Australia today. I'll keep my fingers crossed anyway.
For you too, Annette. I hate that I got it before you did.
A bit. Like I said, I'm proud of you. I'm glad you got it.
Like I did when I couldn't get New Zealand, so that you jumped in there and got it, and you couldn't get Australia, so I jumped in there and got it.
Probably got him if I could have understood him through all that QRM from that club out of Mississippi. I mean, they were pretty much just wiping me completely out on everything on the frequency.
You really don't need all that power. I mean, we've proved that, right?
True. I mean, I've heard one guy, he was running 5 watts, and he talked to, I believe, and I might be wrong, but if I remember right, 5 watts, and he went right into Spain with no problem.
That's right. You can get in there with no problem. I know I was having a hard time getting to Europe yesterday. It just was, I could hear him. But I couldn't get back to them. I mean, there was a bunch of them that were just calling and calling and calling, but they could never hear me. And I know I can reach there, and that, but it just the propagation just wasn't quite right.
Some old-timers told me he's back in the late 40s, early 50s, when they were just starting into it, they said you didn't have to have 5, but about 5, 10, at the most, maybe 25 watts. I said, you could talk just about anywhere you wanted to.
Believe that. You know, right now you got so much static and noise and everything in the atmosphere. Sometimes you just can't, you know what I mean? It's the S7 and that, and it's really hard to get through it.
lot of it is some of the Wi-Fi and cell phones and other stuff like that's messing up the atmosphere for us.
With spots on 40 meters at certain times of the day, it's the noise is so bad. I just can't do anything on those frequencies. And that, but then once I get tuned past it, then it's fine. I haven't figured out what exactly it is.
A solid signal, or is it coming in like relays or pulses or what?
Like a solid signal, but it's, you know, it's probably 10 kilohertz wide, and it'll just mess you up for a little bit, and then when you tune, once I get past it, you know, it'll drop down, the noise will drop down to 3 KN4 TFW.
Have to see if we can figure out that one, KN4 NAP Friday. I watched a guy the other day on YouTube. He was putting up a new antenna. He said that part of his problem was every now and then he got interference from radar.
Remotely close to GSP, I'm only probably 3 miles as the crow flies.
Possible. That's very possible.
Yesterday, you know, I could hear those stations out of, like, there's a couple of German stations. I could hear them plain as day on 20, and that, but I couldn't get to them, but you couldn't even hear them.
It's all in propagation because, see, I'm further west than you are, so you're going to go through the lean toward the gray line sooner than I will. But I did get Spain and Portugal yesterday and Ecuador.
Over that way, and that it just wasn't working yet. I was probably a little bit early. Seems like I can make those a little later in the day.
Made my contacts with Spain and Portugal, I guess somewhere around 4:35 o'clock.
Doing yard work, trying to get some loose ends wrapped up where I didn't have to do too much today. I think I just got to cut the back grass and plant a couple of strawberries.
Boy of mine told me yesterday he was going to bring the tractor and mower over and cut my grass and stuff. He said, I better not catch you outside in this heat. He said, I'll whip you. And I said, you have to catch me first.
Did get together last year and do any of that get down in the creek stuff yet?
We will this year. I'll get you and get you a going and give you the bug on that too. I'm itching to get in that creek bad.
Yep.
Rain and stuff we had, it stirred up good.
Yep. Yeah, you're probably right. All the big water rushing down through there probably stirred everything up.
Sharp bend, go about the middle of the bend. That's where it hits and comes back toward the middle. And that's where you find the most of it.
Start easing on in towards the house, get me something to eat, and start to get this party started. Maybe jump on HF for a few minutes. I'm thinking the sun's starting to come up. I hate for it to catch me snoozing. KN4 TFW.
Well, you get in there and get you some breakfast. I'm going to go in and grab one of those beer biscuits that my boy made last night and put me some ham in it and go sit down at the old radio and just see what I can stir up. So enjoyed it. Glad you gave me a holler and hopefully catch you on down the log. So if I don't catch you today, I'll catch you in the morning. So KM4 NAP, sending 7-3s and be clear on your final.
7-3, enjoyed it this morning and that. It sure was a good morning and that. And if you see a country that's on and that, just shoot me a text and I'll jump on and see if I can't reach them. KM4 TFW, we're clear.
Posted.